My name is Lincoln. Thanks for joining me once again. You're listening to That's the Truth. Coming right up is the audio recording of one of our live stream services from the House of God here in Montreal. You can watch the video recording on our Facebook page, Linked with God. That's L-I-N-K-E-D with God. Or you can head on over to our YouTube channel, That's the Truth. If you have trouble finding that page, go to youtube.com, enter That's the Truth in the search bar, click on the filter button, which you'll see a little lower to the left of the search bar, then click on the channel button, where you'll see the Bible icon that identifies our channel, That's the Truth, and that should appear right on top of the list. Click on the Bible icon, where you'll then have access to all of our teachings on video. Please share these links with your friends and family so they too can be blessed with the Word of God as you are receiving it right now. This is how you can help me preach the gospel of Christ, salvation for this generation. Well, let's get right to it. Get your Bibles. There's a lot to read because God has a lot to say to us. Directly from the Word of God, you're listening to That's the Truth. I'm going to read some scriptures that is going to feed us today. In the book of Psalm, I'm going to read the 100th Psalm. And it says, make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Hallelujah. Not some of us, but all ye lands. Praise God. Hallelujah. We're in Edmonton tonight, and we're making a joyful noise unto the Lord. Amen. We thank God for this place that we do have where we can open up the scriptures in full liberty. Praise God. Where there's no one to sit us down and to shut us up, but we can open up the Word of God to give Him praise and to give Him the glory. Praise God. As we read this exhortation, amen, of praise that belongs, amen, to the church of God, that belongs to the children of God. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before His presence with singing, which we have already done before we put this recording on. Know ye that the Lord, He is God. Praise God. Amen. No. Amen. And this is what we're talking about, how this ministry has been working the past few months or since we last saw each other, so that people get to know God and get to know God, amen, the way it is written. Praise God. Amen. This is not some religious description of who God is, calling Him the big guy in the sky or calling Him the boss or calling Him whatever you want. We need to call Him for who He is. He is God and God alone, as the Bible teaches us. Know ye that the Lord, He is God. It is He that is made us and not we ourselves. We are His people. Praise God. Amen. Someone say, I'm His people. Amen. We are the sheep of His pasture. Enter into His gates with thanksgiving and into His courts with praise. Be thankful unto Him and bless. Praise God. Amen. Bless His name. Someone say, bless His name. Praise God. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and His truth endureth unto all, amen, to all generations. Psalm 100. Turn around, verse 2, remember what we just read. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before His presence with singing. Psalm 30. Get to the text where I want to spend some time tonight in this 30th Psalm. Psalm chapter 30, the first verse. I will extol Thee, O Lord, for Thou hast lifted me up, and hast not made my foes to rejoice over me. Verse 2, O Lord my God, I cried unto Thee, and Thou hast healed me. O Lord, Thou hast brought up my soul from the grave. Thou hast kept me alive, that I should not go down to the pit. Someone say amen. Sing unto the Lord, O ye saints. Praise God. When you read verse 2 and verse 3, you have a reason to sing. Amen. O Lord, my God, I cried unto Thee, and Thou hast healed me. Verse 2. Verse 3. O Lord, Thou hast brought me up, my soul, Thou hast brought up my soul from the grave. Thou hast kept me alive, that I should not go down to the pit. Sing unto the Lord. I've got a reason to sing. Amen. I've got a reason to praise. I've got a reason to give God glory. I've got a reason to talk about God. Amen. How many people can say, amen, what the benefit or the promise that they have gotten from God? People aren't talking about God because they haven't gotten anything, they haven't received from God. Amen. When you read the verse that I quote so often that we all know, for God so loved this world that He gave. Amen. Unless you've received that gift, you've got nothing to talk about. They talk about more about the on my way, where are you going? Edmonton. Oh, you heard they lost the Stanley Cup. No, I didn't even know they were playing for the Stanley Cup. People looking at you, well, you're going to Edmonton. I'm not going to Edmonton for any other reason, but for the gospel's sake. Amen. People say, what are you doing here? A gentleman came in and says, what's going on here tonight? I said, we're going to be preaching the gospel. I said, we're going to be reading the Bible and talking about the Bible. It starts at 7 o'clock. I'm busy. Of course you are. Amen. That's exactly. I said, absolutely. And he walked away. Amen. Had it been anything else, I should have tricked him to come here. Not that he would have stayed very long, but amen, when it comes time to God, when it comes time to his word, amen, where are the folks? Where's the man or the woman, the brother or sister that's standing in the gap? Amen. Like the Bible teaches us where we ought to be. Amen. Where to take up the position with a scepter that is righteous and let the people know this is God. Amen. This is not God outside of a church. This is God from heaven. Amen. This is God from the throne of the universe. This is God, creator and maker, whom we serve. Praise God. Hallelujah. And I mentioned before the recording started that without opening up the Bible, if we don't read, amen, we're not going to get to know God. We're not going to know who he is. And as we've just read in the third verse in Psalm 100, know ye that the Lord, he is God. Hallelujah. I don't have anything else that I'm craving or searching for or running around or investing my life. I'm taking into account how God has put us on the face of this earth, how God created us in his image. He created us with a purpose. He created us with a reason. And I thank God, amen, that purpose and that reason is in me tonight. Praise God. And I'm able, amen, to ask God, say, order my steps. Give me that direction. Where is the Spirit of God that is leading us to do those things which are pleasing in his sight? Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. When you read Hebrews chapter 11, don't lose Psalm 30. I just want to read something in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6. But without faith it is impossible to please God. For he that cometh to God must believe that. Then, are you reading with me? Amen. Without faith it is impossible to please God. Please him, talking about God. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is. Who's coming to God? Not the unbelievers. But not the folks, amen, that don't know of God. And this is where you and I come in, to let people know who God is, to let the young people, teenagers that are here listening to me tonight, to know that there is a God that requires that we serve him, that we come to God, and whatever old things need to be left behind. Amen. To be a new creature, as the Bible says, to be in Christ, creates a new creature, creates a new creation. Hallelujah. When we step out of the flesh or the way we have been born or the way that we have come into this world, when we step out of that into, how can I put this? I think most of you understand what I'm saying. When we come out of the flesh and we allow ourselves to be in the Spirit, things change. Amen. There's, when the Bible says old things are passed away, behold, all things become new. And you can read this in 2 Corinthians 5:17. When all things become new, there is a change that's taken place. It starts with my heart. It moves up into my mind. My direction changes. My thoughts changes. My attitude changes. The way I treat my wife changes. The way I treat my husband changes. The way I treat my children. The way I treat my employees. Amen. Things begin to change because God has taken over. Amen. The presence of God in my life, or the presence of God in the life of an individual, makes a born again, sanctified person, takes a person out of the flesh, out of the carnality of this world, and makes them spiritual. Praise God. God has created a difference in us, and we make a difference wherever we go. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Some say amen. Praise God. And that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Praise God. You got to know God. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. Amen. Go back to Psalms chapter 30. We'll pick it up from verse 4. Sing unto the Lord, O ye saints of his, and give thanks at the remembrance of his holiness. For his anger endureth but a moment. In his favor is life. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. And in my prosperity, I said, I shall never be moved. Hey, man, I don't understand why folks, they're here one day or they're here for a while, and then you don't see them anymore. Amen. I want to put myself in the position where I am blessed, like the verse 6 says, and in my prosperity, when I receive, when I have peace of mind. Amen. A mind cannot prosper when it's, when, especially with the dependence or the addictions that this world creates or this world offers up to so many. Pray for our young people. Amen. Just coming out of the school, a school year again. They've got July and August to themselves. They've got July and August to the Word of God. Amen. To pray and believe for them that they get, grow stronger in the Lord. And they won't be entangled or they won't be enticed by what this world has to offer. As many as received them, when you read the first chapter of John, as many as received them, to them he gave power to become sons and daughters of God. Praise God. Hallelujah. And I believe, amen, when you keep reading the Bible and find out what the Bible says, that power that makes you a son, that power that makes you a daughter of God, that's the power that will keep you a daughter, that will keep you a son of God. Amen. If you, not ashamed, if you read Romans chapter 1 and the 16th verse, for I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation. No gospel, no power. Amen. And that's what this world today, where the world is coming short of the gospel of Christ. They may have other gospels, but it's not the gospel of Christ. It's not the gospel of Jesus Christ and him crucified. Blood which was shed, amen, when they nailed his body to the tree, to the wood, amen, having abused his back, for by his stripes we were healed. And this is what the world needs to hear, amen, today. Not a Hollywood version of gospel, not of Jesus Christ, rather, or of the gospel, not a church version of Jesus Christ or of the gospel, but every word which proceeded out of God's mouth. And I thank God today, this book, that Bible that we have in our hands, when we open it, as I have prayed for eyes to see, we begin to see, amen, what God has written according to his word. I was speaking to somebody last week, and they were wondering how I believed or wondering what I thought of. And I said, you know, how many times, why do you consider the Bible so important? I said, well, I consider the Bible important because Jesus considered the Bible important. Jesus didn't have the Bible, the Old Testament and the New Testament that we had, but he had things that were written. There were scrolls that he was able to unroll and to read. And the Bible says that he would stand and he would read in the synagogue when he was opposed. How many times did Jesus say, have you not read? Amen. Amen. And think about it. Because if I was to say that, you know, people, well, that's awfully offensive of you. You know, and I've offended a lot of people in my life. Most of the time, I don't really mean it. But somehow, I don't know what happens, but you offended that person. But can you imagine if somebody asked me a question, I'd look at you and say, have you not read? You know, you might be offended by that. Well, of course I've read. I've got a Bible in my hands. Amen. But this is how Jesus, these were scholars. This wasn't somebody down the street who was illiterate and never read, didn't have a Bible. These were educated Bible folks that came to Jesus Christ. They were lawyers. They were the Sadducees and the Pharisees. And I picture Jesus. I don't know if he had a little smirk on his face, but picture Jesus. Haven't you read? Have you not read? At other times, Jesus would sit there and say, as it is written. Amen. What's he referring to? Praise God. Look at what's in your hand. What's he referring to here? Amen. I thank God for that. Praise God that we have this blessing in our hands that we can use every single day. Amen. Whoever comes our way, whoever comes and has something to say, praise God, we can open up the Word of God. As Jesus said, every word which proceedeth out of God's mouth. This is how we live. Amen. Praise God. And Jesus proved that. When the devil came, when you read Matthew chapter 4, the devil came and says, well, you're hungry, you want to keep on living, you got to eat. Take the stone, take the rock, and trade it in, and change it or transform it into bread. Well, he was listening to a word. He was listening to advice that maybe sounded good in the flesh. It would have sufficed his hunger, but it didn't come out of God's mouth. It wasn't orders from above. Amen. It was orders from a snake. Orders from the pit of hell. And Jesus said, "No, I don't live even by your word. I live by God's word." Hallelujah. This is why, amen, a Bible needs to be in your hands. If you're here tonight without a Bible, I'll make sure that you go home with a Bible. As long as you read, begin to read and not just be the reader, not just be the hearer, but to be the doer. A servant that will bring profit, praise God, to the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. The parable that Jesus gave us, the two became four. Amen. The five became 10. Praise God. Because these men, what they received, they were able to put it to work and become profitable for the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Is that you tonight listening? Praise God. Hallelujah. Verse 6, and in my prosperity, I said, I shall never be moved. Psalm chapter 30. Lord, by thy favor, thou hast made my mountain to stand strong. Amen. Read it again with me. Verse 7. Lord, amen, by thy favor, thou hast made my mountain. Amen. My territory, my land. Praise God. My substance to stand strong. Hallelujah. Thou didst hide thy face, and I was troubled. I cried to thee, O Lord, and unto the Lord I made supplication. And verse 9 says, what profit is there? Praise God. When I'm separated, when you weren't there. This psalm, if you understand where the psalm comes from, Psalm chapter 30, this psalm was written by David after his 15 years of running from the king, Saul. This psalm was written after he was able to begin to establish his reign and the tabernacle of God coming back into the house of God. So this is why when you put yourself, when you have this, when you read it with that understanding, and you see where how many nights did David spend, sleepless, I guess, wondering when his time would be, knowing that he was anointed of God and the opposition that was against him for 1 year, 2 years, 5 years, 10 years, up to 15 years. And this psalm was written when he was able to see the term that we use, see the light at the end of the tunnel. He was able to see the difference, and as he explains it to us in the last, or writes it to us in the last three verses, he said, I cried to thee, O Lord, verse 8, 9, 10. He says, I cried to thee, O Lord, and unto the Lord I made supplication. What profit is there in my blood when I go down to the pit, or if I die? I'm not profitable. Shall the dust praise thee? Shall it declare thy truth? Hear, O Lord, and have mercy upon me. Lord, be thou my helper. Praise God. So how many times was he close to death? I can't give you a specific number, but there was a lot of times where he was on his own, whether it be him and Jonathan or him and his 600 men that he had, the very few people surrounded by the opposition by a man. When you figure out how David was able to, what's the word I want to use? Not survive would be the wrong word, but how David was, how David reacted to his situations. That's the word I'm going to use. We're talking about gladness tonight. The last two verses in this chapter is where I want to spend some time. But just before we get there, I mean, David is called in by King Saul, and they're saying the king is troubled, and we need somebody who is talented with the harp or as the music, and then having so valiantly defeated Goliath, people were talking about David more than they were talking about Saul. And here he began, I'm talking about King Saul. King Saul began to the spirits of envy, the spirits of jealousy that were upon him. I mean, Saul thought he was all entitled to be as far as the kingship was concerned. And David comes in to help the king, and the king throws a spear at him. So, I mean, had you been hired to, how many subcontractors do we have? There's a few, one, two, three, but most of us are subcontract. If you were hired to do a job and somebody threw a spear at you, I mean, you'd be going to human resources, or you'd be going somewhere pretty quickly to say, well, I went in to do my job and the owner of the place was throwing a spear at me. So, but how did David react to these situations? Even when you read through his life, and most of what I read, and I think most of us would agree, if we had to go through what David would go through, I'd sit there and say, I'd be calling up Prophet Samuel and saying, I don't know what kind of anointing oil you used on me, but so far things aren't going very well. That's the way, when you read the accounts, things change. We're in the chapter here where David is able to say, well, okay, there was a time I was about to go down in the pit. It didn't look like I was going to get myself out of here. But things changed. Let's keep reading. And someone say amen. He says, hear, O Lord, and have mercy upon me. Be thou my helper. Then verse 11, thou hast turned for me my mourning. Amen. M-O-U-R-N-I-N-G. If you're not reading, it's not the morning, good morning. It's, thou hast turned for me my mourning into dancing. Thou hast put off, someone say put off. Amen. My sackcloth. Amen. The sorrow, the sadness, the distress that I was wearing. Amen. The calamities that was my life. Amen. But thou hast turned for me my mourning into dancing. Thou hast put off my sackcloth and girded me with gladness. Those are the four words I underline in my text. Amen. Thou hast girded me with gladness. Amen. We understand the word girded. Amen. Completely covered. Amen. I'm surrounded with the joy of the Lord, which is my strength. Amen. On every side of me, there's gladness and there is joy. If I look on this side, if I look on that side, amen. I thank God for that. Praise God. To know who I am in Christ, to know that I'm a teenager. Praise God. That, and because of Jesus Christ, I'm not enticed, amen, to end up in a bed before marriage. I'm not enticed, amen, to end up with becoming addicted to whatever substance that this world has to offer. I can't keep up anymore. What it was in my days, things have changed these days, but whatever's the perversions and the addictions that this world has to offer, because of God, I'm a new creature. Because of Jesus Christ, I'm a new creature. I'm not who I was coming into this world. And I'm as I make my way out of this world as a new creature in Christ, I thank God, amen, that that God will be glorified in my testimony. God will be glorified in my walk. Amen. Teenagers listening to me, with where this world has to offer, I have power to say no as a son of God. I have power to say no as a daughter of God. I have power, amen, to keep to myself, praise God, to stay saved and to be sanctified all the day long, praise God, amen. And this is how David, when you look at his circumstances and the time that he spent, this was a man who longed for the house of God. He would look over, you know, in the other valley to see where the tabernacle of God was, the tabernacle of Moses, to know where the presence of God was, or the ark of God, and to know that it would be death if he was to approach it. He was not able to enter in. And when you read how he longed for that day to be found in the presence of God, and when the day finally came, listen to how he rejoiced. He says, thou hast turned for me my mourning into dancing. Thou hast put off my sackcloth. Praise God. This is Old Testament. Amen. New Testament, it says, thou hast put off the old man. Amen. The life of sin has been completely eradicated, changed. And I know people don't believe that. But thank God, amen, the report I believe is the report that's in my hands. Praise the Lord, sister. Amen. Good to see you. Praise God. The report that I believe tonight is the report that we are reading from. Amen. The report that I believe, amen. The prophet, the man of God said, who hath believed their report? Amen. I guess the poor prophet of God, Isaiah, I guess he had a bunch of unbelievers like in our day. Amen. When he had to ask the question, who's believing this? Amen. Whatever we're reading tonight, who is believing this? Amen. Someone can say, I am. Encourage me. Amen. I'm believing it. Praise God. But when you read, sit there and say, who's going to step up to take this at heart than to put this to work? David did it. As I said, look at how he reacted to his circumstances and how he reacted to whatever he woke up in the morning and whatever he had to face. You look at how David was able to place his dependence and his assurance on God at all times. Amen. And I thank God this is what will make a difference in our lives. Praise God. Are you folks leaving now or?
Oh, sorry. Yeah.
No, that's all right. Yeah. Are we meeting for the first time or?
Yep.
We are? Okay. So, and you have a Bible?
My granddaughter.
Pardon me?
My granddaughter.
Oh, okay. Do you have a Bible and you read a Bible? You own your own Bible? You don't borrow one off your grandmother or you have your own? And are you reading it? Because I want to make sure before you leave that you go, that you have a Bible and that you be, that you, okay, because we're going to, we'll pray for you. Because that's, Bible is going to keep you out of trouble. It's going to keep you out of hell. Amen. That's what's important. So I'm so glad that you came for the amount of time that we spent together. Thank you for your patience. I appreciate that. But I want to make sure that you have everything that you need for eternal life. Because that's the only thing worth living for, put it that way. So thank you so much for coming. And so it's like three generations. We'll pray. Amen. Praise God. So look, the last two verses in Psalm chapter 30. Thou hast turned for me my mourning into dancing. Thou hast put off my sackcloth and girded me with gladness. To the end. Let me get to find out what the results are. Amen. What's the purpose? To the end, that my glory may sing praise to thee. And David's talking to God. Amen. Hallelujah. You reading with me? Amen. Amen. To the end that my glory may sing praise to thee and not be silent. I got two amens out of that one. And not be silent. Amen. Amen. Now let people know that who we are in Christ. Praise God. Amen. Some of our answers are, how can I say this? Very revealing. Especially young people, when they come to you, have you tried this? No, and I don't intend to. Amen. It is, and not even young. I mean, when I worked in the industry that I worked in for a few years, there was all kinds of things that people say, have you ever tried this? No. Well, why not? Because I look at you and see what that, I was up front with them, pretty transparent. So when I see what that does to you, I don't want anything to do with it. Amen. And it's no offense if you can't, you know, I know a way to, anyways. Amen. I thank God. So like I said, our answers can be revealing, and what should be revealed or what can be revealed or what will be revealed is God, His word, is God's truth. And this is what can make a difference in people's lives, to let people know that you don't have to go to hell. You don't have to live in misery. You don't have to live in sickness. You don't have to live in sorrow. You don't have to live in distress. There's a way out. And David here is showing us, as he writes this verse 11, he says, thou hast turned for me. Someone say for me. Amen. For me, my mourning, my sorrow, the calamity, the distress that I was in, thou hast put off my sackcloth, amen, and girded me with gladness. I thank God today to the end that my glory may sing praise to thee and not be silent, O Lord my God. And I underline this last phrase, I will give thanks unto thee forever. Amen. Amen. Thou hast girded me. Yeah. Praise God. Amen. What are you wearing tonight? Amen. Hallelujah. What apparel or what are you, when I'm not talking, I mean, step out of the flesh and go into the spirit. Praise God. Amen. If you're praising, when he writes here, what I underlined, and this is kind of the direction I want you to see this. I will give thanks unto thee forever. When you're thanking God forever, amen, you're not cursing. You're not murmuring. Amen. I'm talking to myself tonight. Praise God. Amen. Where you can give thanks for whatever, if it's a cloudy day or a rainy day or a snowy day or not a very good day according to what you think and such. If you're thanking God, amen, you're making a difference. You're a living witness. You're a living testimony. Amen. You're a light amongst the darkness. Praise God. And this is what I want you to ponder, to think about. Are you able to say, am I able to say, amen, thou hast girded me with gladness. Amen. You're just a bucket full of smiles. Amen. You're just a truckload of being glad when you can walk into a room if there's doom and gloom, and you can change the spirit, you can change the atmosphere of that room, pray, because you're walking in, amen, with God's approved apparel, amen, of gladness. Amen. The elegance of God's goodness. Praise God. Of God's a spiritual wardrobe, if you would, of representing or revealing who God is in your life. Amen. And this is what, when you read David, praise God, this is the example that we have been given through the scriptures and through who David was, praise God, up to this point. Amen. I want to read something in Psalm chapter 4, verse 7. Psalm chapter 4 and the 7th verse. Praise God. Young people listening, same thing. Praise God. When holy mom and dad come to you with the teaching or the Bible, suggestions, even if it's clean your room or shovel the driveway, whatever it is. Praise God. Wear your gladness. Amen. Quiet now. Psalm 4, verse 7. Thou hast put gladness in my heart. So when I read verse 11, Psalm 30, verse 11, thou hast girded me with gladness. I've got gladness on the outside. When I read Psalm chapter 4, verse 7, thou hast put gladness in my heart. I've got gladness on the inside. Pretty well covers everything that needs to be covered. Let me finish reading. Thou hast put gladness in my heart more than in the time that their corn and their wine increase, of the time of harvest, when there was rejoicing in the land of the harvest. Thou hast put gladness in my heart. Amen. Paul wrote, he says, I don't speak in want of respect. He says, it's not because I need something or because I'm missing something, but he says, I have allowed myself in whatever state I am in, this Philippians chapter 4, if I'm not mistaken, whatever state that I am in, to be content. Amen. And whenever I read the first vision that comes to my mind when I think of this verse, amen, in my Bible, I wrote in the margin, I wrote the state of contentment, because we use that expression. And so I wrote, is that Philippians 4? Did somebody find it? Yeah, verse 11, probably somewhere around there, or verse 12. And he says, whatever state I am, therewith I am content. That's the state of contentment. Now, the first vision that comes to my mind, the Apostle Paul, Philippians 4, in respect of want, it's not because I'm missing something or I want something or I'm in the need of something. You know, he's not begging to the Philippian church when he wrote that. He's not, I'm not going to tell you because I need a donkey or I need whatever. No, he says, but whatever state I am in, therewith to be content. Yeah, whatsoever state I am, therewith. So in my Bible, I wrote this, the state of contentment. Praise God, that we ought to be in. Whatever is happening, whatever our surroundings, whatever, it's not the world that dictates my joy. Amen. It's not my circumstances that dictate my joy. My joy comes from God. My joy comes from heaven. And I can walk through, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I'm going to keep walking. I'm going to put a smile on my face because God has girded me with gladness. And then I also decided to put gladness in my heart. Amen. I'm glad on the inside and I'm glad on the outside. Praise God. Amen. So going back to whenever I read Philippians 4 in the 11th verse, the vision, and I have it right now in my mind, the vision I have is Paul floating in the middle of the Mediterranean Sea, hanging on to a piece of driftwood or a piece of sailboat wood, whatever state I'm in. Amen. Bouncing up and down on the waves. Amen. Didn't have a life jacket, so he grabbed the hole. I don't know if he could swim. I think by the end, how many was he shipwrecked? Thrice? Or five, no, whipped five times. I think it was three shipwrecks. I think at the end of it, he probably turned out to be a pretty good swimmer. But at this, when I read that verse, the vision that I have is Paul hanging on, the apostle, hanging on to a piece of driftwood somewhere, even looking for land, whatever state I am in. Praise God. Brother Steve has an inflatable life jacket. Not so sure about Paul, but I just, like I said, quoting the verse now, even it's somehow, I don't know what the Apostle Paul looked like, but I can see him three times shipwrecked. Amen. So with that's the vision that comes. I know floating in the water would be, I don't know, taking the stripes, being beaten on the back would be worse than floating in water. But I get that vision every time, just seeing Paul, whatever state I'm in, so as to be convinced. I want to read something in Revelation 21, verse 4. We all know this scripture. Then we're going to go back in the Old Testament. But I just want to, Revelation 21, verse 4. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. And there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying. Neither shall there be any more pain. For the former things are passed away. Praise God. I just want to take that last line and I want to apply it. Amen. Not so much to the death and to the sorrow and to the crying, that promise that we have whenever we get there, but knowing the things that we have left behind. Amen. Knowing the things that we have been cleansed from. Knowing the things that we have been sanctified of. Praise God. And this one, when I was putting together some of these scriptures, I'm sitting there saying, well, there's things that we, some of us entertain death, literally. Amen. I mean, close calls, addictions that we were caught up in, that we had to get rid of, that were destroying finances, destroying our health, destroying our lungs, destroying the very creation of who we are in God. And that's why I wanted to bring this, not that I'm taking it out of context, but who we are today. As David wrote the scriptures that we read in, he says, here I was mourning all these years, but he says, you took my mourning, you took off my sackcloth, you removed the things that were, I was going to say the things that were creating sadness, but my wife just said the things that were grievous, and I'm sure he was grieved. Amen. Knowing that the call that was placed on his life, and then seeing his some of his own family, his own brothers, that were and it's not just David, Joseph too suffered under the same circumstances, where where the opposition was so close. He was so closely tied to those oppositions, as far as his friends or his acquaintances, his boss's wife. I'm talking about Joseph. I mean, his boss's wife that showed up with a very bad idea, and he took off running out of the house, and then falsely accused, and ends up. I mean, I thank God today that we have these are former things. Amen. And today we can. Forgetting those things which are behind, as Paul wrote, he says, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling. This gives us the praise. This gives us the glory. This gives us the honor unto God. I mean, this is what David wrote. And going back, if I was to go back into Psalm chapter 30, where he says, thou hast turned for me my mourning. He says, to the end, he said, that my glory and my praise shall go unto thee. Praise God. Amen. Sometimes there's a misunderstanding where people have they have a different idea or a different concept than when you stand there, or if you're sitting with them and letting them know, this is who I used to be, this is who I am now. To God be the glory. Amen. Give God that praise and give God that honor. Allow God, amen, to be glorified as David was here. Praise God. It wasn't the circumstances or because, well, I guess I'm the king now because Saul died in battle. No, he's giving God the glory here. Amen. David is letting know God, saying, well, this is what it says. You turned, amen, my sorrow into mourning. You took off, amen, you gave me beauty for ashes is what the prophet Isaiah was able to say. I believe it's Isaiah or Jeremiah, was it? One of the prophets. Amen. We can look at who we were yesterday and who we are today. And some of our yesterdays go back for a few years, but I thank God there's a difference because we're in this Bible. There's a difference because we received this vision and we no longer perish because we have a vision which comes from God through his word. Hallelujah. We're no longer on our way to hell. We're no longer on our way to perdition. We're no longer on our way, which is a lost way. Praise God. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Is Isaiah? 61. Amen. So it's the prophet Isaiah. Praise God. Chapter 61 in the third verse. Hallelujah. Then let's read Nehemiah. Go back in the Old Testament. So what's the second line? I'm trying to think. Thou hast Isaiah 61:3. Just read that out. I'll read it. Here, I'll get it in my Bible. Praise God. So before we go to Nehemiah, go into the book of Isaiah. Near the end of Isaiah chapter 61 and the third verse. One more page and I have it. So Isaiah 61:3. To appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give unto them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they might be called the trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he might be glorified. Praise God. Amen. Praise God. I've told people before, I'm not self-made. Amen. I'm not a self-made man. I'm God-made. Amen. Instantly, that gives God glory. Amen. You sit there and say, well, you know, you can pat your mom and dad on the back and say, well, they did what they did, and here I am. I showed up. Amen. But when you go into Romans chapter 11, Romans chapter 6, and you read this, the newness of life that we have. Praise God. The difference of who have we been made. And when you read, how can I put this? When you read what we're reading tonight, this puts a smile on your face. This makes me glad. Amen. You've heard us sing before. We sing that chorus. He has made me glad. He has made me glad. Amen. People ought to look at you and say, why are you glad? Why are you happy? Why are you smiling? Praise God, because I'm a new creature in Christ. Amen. Because the things that I used to do, I don't do anymore. Amen. The demand that was put on my flesh, but now my flesh has been brought under subjection, and I no longer have to walk in the flesh, but I have to walk in this, but I am walking in the Spirit. Praise God. Amen. Because of who Jesus is. Amen. If any man, if you're in Christ Jesus, there is therefore now no condemnation. Amen. To them, that's me, that's you, who are in Christ Jesus, who walk no longer after the flesh. In times past, when you read Ephesians chapter 2, the Bible says, in times past, this is the way you used to walk. You used to walk in this world. You used to be found in darkness. But to be able to say, like Peter said, that he has brought me out of darkness over into his marvelous light. Praise God. Amen. And to continue with what Jesus said, while you're in the light, amen, walk in the light while there is light. Praise God. Amen. If you're in the light, don't step out of the light into darkness. If you're in darkness, get out of the darkness into the light, and then walk in the light while there is light. And I thank God today that there's no other direction that we are given. There's no other direction that there is to receive that leads anywhere better than where we're going. Praise God. Amen. As we press toward the mark for that prize. Amen. I want to know him like Paul wrote. Amen. Philippians chapter 4. We just quoted verse 11. In the third chapter, I want to know him, and I want to know him in the power of his resurrection. Amen. And he's talking about Jesus Christ. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. To have that, amen, that desire and that zeal and that boldness, praise God, to go where, amen, to go where God wants us to go. Praise God. Hallelujah. Do what God wants us to do. Amen. This is why I'm going to read Nehemiah chapter 8. I'll give you a few seconds to find that, the 10th verse. We all know one line of that verse, but then he said unto them, Nehemiah, go your way, eat the fat and drink the sweet, and send portions unto them for whom nothing is prepared. For this day is holy unto our Lord. Neither be ye sorry, for the joy of the Lord is your strength. Jump down to verse 17. And all the congregation of them that were come again out of the captivity made booths and sat under the booths. For since the days of Joshua, the son of Nun, unto that day had not the children of Israel done so. And things weren't all that smooth going. And the last line, verse 17, Nehemiah verse 17, Nehemiah chapter 8, verse 17. And there was very great gladness. Amen. We're going to pray in a few minutes for great gladness. Amen. Maybe there's, when I was reading this, and when I read this chapter, I mean, these folks worked hard to rebuild what needed to be rebuilt. Amen. To get back to where they should have been the whole time, where God had, they had allowed the enemy to come in and destroyed what God had given them in the first place. And upon once that restoration was there, God gave them, amen, the testimony and the witness that we have here. Amen. Our joy, our gladness, our rejoicing was great. Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised. Amen. And I thank God. And when you look at what we have received, I mean, this is Old Testament. When you step out of the Old Testament and go unto the New Covenant and under the what God has promised us in a new and better way, amen, we have much more to be happy about. We have much more. Our gladness should even be greater than that of Nehemiah. But these folks, they worked hard physically. Amen. The stress that they were under, what they had to beseech, amen, the leadership and the so-called dignitaries, if you would, political dignitaries in their day and what they were. But you can see that God was with them every step of the way. Same with David, praise God. Amen. He was anointed to become king. There was a few details that were missing as far as how long it's going to take before you get to be the king. Amen. But he had that anointing and he didn't give up on God. Amen. This is the persuasion that you and I can have today, that we know in whom that we believe, that these promises, amen, this comes straight out of the mouth of God, and God who is faithful to his word. Amen. Faithful to his every word. Amen. And I'll hold, God said, amen, command you me the work of my hands. Amen. In other words, hold me to my word. Praise God. I've said it. I'm faithful to do it. Amen. I have spoken it. It shall surely come to pass. This is the God that we serve, a living God. Amen. Who has given us a living word. And I thank God that we can put that word, praise God, amen, to work in our lives. Amen. As we have read it here, as we see it here today, praise God, that we can have, amen, the increase, amen, from better to better, as we can read, amen, that there is from glory to glory, from strength to strength, amen, from faith to faith, praise God, amen. There is a progression that is with God, not a regression, but a progression, praise God, as God puts us into a position. Coming in, you're blessed, he said. Going out, you're blessed. Amen. Your storehouse is blessed. Amen. Your baskets are blessed, praise God, amen. To be in that position where the windows of heaven are open and we can receive of God's goodness. Hallelujah. I thank God today, praise God, that blessing is there. Praise God for those who take, that will, or that can go forth, amen, with God's word, that can go forth with what God has given us today. New Testament, I'm going to read one last verse. I have a couple other scriptures, but I'll read this one before closing. In the book of Hebrews, just to bring this into we read a lot of Old Testament, but to bring this gladness, New Testament gladness. Yes. Hallelujah. Hebrews chapter 1, verse 9. Thou hast loved righteousness and hated iniquity. Therefore God, even thy God, hath anointed thee with the oil of gladness. Hallelujah. Above thy fellows. Amen. The oil of gladness. Thou hast loved righteousness, and that means that you hate iniquity. Amen. You hate iniquity, that means you love righteousness. Amen. Therefore, even thy God, amen. Therefore, God, even thy God hath anointed thee with the oil of gladness. Praise God. Let's stand and pray and believe God for that anointing tonight. Praise God. If you're listening at home, I want you to do that. Clap your hands. Give God the praise and the glory and the honor. Hallelujah. Praise his holy name. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Praise God. We just finished reading Hebrews chapter 1, the anointing. Amen. That we have that because we love righteousness. We hate iniquity. Therefore, God, even thy God, hath anointed thee with the oil of gladness. Praise God. Father in heaven, we're so glad for this anointing. I pray this anointing upon my brothers and sisters tonight. Those listening at home, those listening to this recording, there's going to be anointing. Praise God. There's going to be great gladness in their lives. There's going to be a joy, praise God, which is unspeakable, a joy which doesn't come from this world. There's going to be joy because we read your word. There's going to be joy because our ears are open to hear what you you have to say unto us, Lord. I thank God that this anointing is going to pour from the top of our heads down to the soles of our feet. Young people, praise God. Amen. Just days out of school right now, they're going to be wondering how to pass 6, 7, 8 hours inside the classroom, but they're going to be found in the Word. They're going to be found amongst their friends and witnessing and talking of who God is, who their Lord and Savior is, Jesus Christ in their life is. And same with us, the adults as well, praise God, wherever we go, amen, that we're going to be able to glorify you. We're going to be able to witness you, witness about you, tell the world who you are, and tell the world what you have done for them, for anyone that will step forth and believe, Father, today, Lord. I pray that this is, as David was able to say, that there was a time where I was mourning, but now there is gladness. Now there is great gladness in me. There was a time when I would smoke, but now, praise God, my temple is pure and clean unto God. There was a time where I was addicted. I couldn't say no to the drugs. I couldn't say no to the perversions. I couldn't say no to the addictions. But today I can say I have power, amen, to be able to say no. And God will be glorified, praise God, amen, because God makes a difference in our lives. Lord, I thank God, amen, that the former things are passed away. Praise God. There's no longer, amen, where death is a threat, where the grave is a threat unto us. We walk forth in the Spirit, and we walk forth, amen, with the promises that you have given us. And I thank God today we can glorify you because of it. Amen. Because of what Jesus Christ, your Son, did. Amen. He was sent, you sent him into this world. And I thank God that the work that he was able to accomplish, that the work that he was able to fulfill, is still doing a work in our lives, in our hearts, and in our mind up to this point. Lord, if there's someone listening to me at this moment that has refused this gospel, that has refused this life, Lord, I pray that the Spirit of the living God be upon them in such a way, Lord, that it will direct them. It will shake them and awake them unto righteousness, that they hear the word of God that they're hearing today and go forth and sin not. Awake unto righteousness and sin no more, Lord. In Jesus' name, praise God. This is the message that needs to go forth so that hearts can be changed, so that minds can be changed, in Jesus, so that the work of darkness and the works of iniquity will go somewhere else. Praise God. So that we can walk not only in a newness of life, but where we can walk in a direction, in a way which leads unto life, Lord. I thank God for the scriptures which we have read tonight. Lord, gird us with gladness. Give us that apparel. Give us that, amen, not only in us, amen, gladness in our hearts, but surround us, praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Maybe we then wrap us, praise God, by your Spirit. Maybe be wrapped as we just read, girded, amen, with this gladness, girded with the joy of the Lord, girded with this happiness, girded with this blessedness that we do have, amen, that we are blessed, not sitting amongst the standing with sinners and sitting with the scornful. But I thank God today, amen, that I'm in the not only in your presence, but where my brother is, where my sister is, amen, where my brother is, where my sister is tonight, praise God, amen, giving you the praise and the glory with holy hands that are lifted up, Lord, in Jesus' name, praise God. Whatever failed with this technology, the few words that these, amen, our brothers and sisters heard, where they are at, Spirit of living God, you can walk into their rooms right now, in Jesus' name, praise God, and give them, amen, give them the word, give them the, amen, the Spirit that we have received here as well, praise God, amen. Enter into that room in Jesus' name, praise God, and they're give them the desire, amen, to turn off the things that need to be turned off, and that to open up the word of God and begin to read through the scriptures and read what transforms and what changes a life and what changes a mind. We're praying for our dear sister Kathy as well. In Jesus' name right now, Lord, amen, whatever her need is, come to her need, amen, her strength, her body, as we curse the work of the devil, as we curse the works of darkness, as we curse every evil and foul spirit that has troubled her all these months, Lord, in Jesus' name, I thank God, amen, that she has that she will receive the mind and the thought that her God is not dead, but her God is alive, that her God has a son, Jesus Christ, who came and received stripes, and those stripes will bring her the healing that she needs. needs in her body, Lord, in Jesus' name, the deliverance, amen, as she has been anointed with oil, in Jesus' name, that the anointing breaks the yoke and breaks the stronghold that is settled in her flesh, in Jesus' name, praise God. Pray for Dwayne, pray for Karis, pray for Joanne. There's so many other people that have not been not where they should be, but where they ought to be, Lord, and I thank God that this opportunity will not be lost. In Jesus' name, praise God, as we pray for friends and family that have come into that household, that have heard the preaching of the Word of God, that have brought forth them, that have come with open eyes and open hearts to receive what you have for them, Lord, tonight. In Jesus' name, Lord, I thank God, amen, for the blessing, praise God, that household in Airdrie can be, like, will be and can be and is light, in Jesus' name, praise God. In Jesus' name, praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Amen. For those that have heard truth, have heard the Bible being read for the first time, Lord, in Jesus' name, it makes a difference in their life. I thank God today for the blessing, praise God, that we do have from what we heard tonight, for the few folks that were here, for this lady that was here tonight for the first time. She heard the anointed preaching of the Word of God. May something take place in her mind, in her heart tonight by your Spirit that changes the life, changes the direction, Lord, in Jesus' name, praise God. And others as well, in the name of Jesus Christ, listening to this recording, I thank God today. And tonight, praise God, that the Word of God makes a difference. The Word as good seed in good ground makes a difference. In Jesus' name, praise God. I come against stony ground, the wayside, where they would be choked with the cares and the pleasures of this world, Lord, of this world. Lord, I thank God today, praise God, that they have the Word of God has full course in Jesus' name in the lives of our families, our children, and our children's children listening today. Lord, we pray for them in Jesus' name, praise God. As I prayed, praise God, for those that we have met in the past few days, those that have received Bibles in French and in English, there's a difference that is being made in this world that we live in this darkness that we are surrounded with, but there is light, and it is your Son Jesus Christ, because you loved us and you sent light into this world, you sent power into this world, you sent salvation into this world, you sent healing into this world by your Son, Lord. I thank God, amen, today we thank you, Jesus, praise God, for the work which you have done for us, Lord. I thank God for this place once again, which allows us to serve God, amen, in this room. And I thank God today, praise God, that this time that we have spent together with the Word of God open before our eyes has made a difference. Praise God, made a difference. Amen. I thank God for the oil of gladness, that anointing right now, in Jesus' name. Praise God. Hallelujah. It's changing our hearts, changing our minds, changing our thoughts. It's going to change those looking upon us, looking at us, wondering who we are, wondering where we came from. And I thank God, praise God, that we will not be ashamed of this gospel. We will not be ashamed of your Son, Jesus Christ, Lord. Give us that power. Give us that mind. Give us that ability. Give us those thoughts. Give us that heart. In Jesus' name, praise God. Give us that love for your word and that love, amen, to bring forth your word to others. Praise God. Amen. To our friends, to our family, to our neighbors, to our associates, to those that we work with, young children, praise God, in the playground. Amen. We're not going to be ashamed. We're going to stand in the gap and make a difference, Lord, in Jesus' name. Once again, I thank God for the reading of the word tonight. I thank God that as we walk out of this place, we walk girded. Praise God. Amen. Girded with gladness. Amen. We walk, praise God, not just on the outside where there is gladness, but on the inside. Give us that gladness in our hearts. Praise God. Amen. Whatever has come our way that creates sorrow or that creates doubt, that creates unbelief, I bind those works in Jesus' name and I cast them, amen, far from us. Amen. Away into the deep, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Praise God. Giving you all the praise, giving you all the glory, and giving you all the honor for the blessing, praise God, which we have tonight to come together. Praise God. In this fellowship that we have had. Praise God. In this fellowship of the Spirit. Praise God. In Jesus' name, Lord, I pray. Amen. Thank you, Jesus, for gladness. Thank you, Jesus, there's no more sadness. Thank you, Jesus, there's no more sorrow. Thank you, Jesus, there's no more pain. Thank you, Jesus, there's no more death. In Jesus' name, praise God. Lord, come to our need, whatever that need may be. Some of us, amen, we're struggling in the flesh with whatever it is, Lord. I pray tonight that there's a difference being made. In Jesus' name, praise God. Amen. Keep us together, one spirit, one heart, one mind, one direction, Lord. I ask for it in Jesus' name, praise God, that there's that we know, praise God. Amen. That we can see the work of your hands. Amen. We see the signs. We see the wonders. And we can give you the praise and give you the glory for those things. In Jesus' name, Lord, I pray. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. For the oil of gladness, which we have received. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Praise God. Amen. In Jesus' name, I pray these things. Amen and amen. Praise God. Praise the name of the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Keep your hands up for a few moments. Amen. Talk to God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Your prayers, your supplications. Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Well, I trust the Word of God has blessed you today. God has given us a generous portion of our daily bread. All the glory be unto God. Someone say, thank you, Jesus. Remember, you can see the video and audio files of this teaching on our YouTube channel, That's the Truth, as well as our Facebook page, Link with God. Please share these links with your friends and family so that they too can be blessed. This is how you can help me preach the gospel of Christ, salvation for this generation. Stay tuned. There's a lot more of the Word of God coming right up. My name is Lincoln, and you're listening to That's the Truth.